folks, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you the biggest and most important security and privacy news each week. Back in May, Microsoft warned users about a serious critical vulnerability called Bluekeep, which could allow an attacker to take over machines remotely with no actions from the user. They were worried that this bug could act like a worm, infecting millions of PCs. Bluekeep was sitting on around 900,000 computers reportedly in May, but Microsoft worked hard to get patches out as soon as possible. Bluekeep is a bug within the remote desktop protocol that affected Windows 7 and earlier operating systems. For months, security experts have warned that Bluekeep would be used to start a global attack on machines as a worm to spread malware. And while something has happened, it's not as bad as our paranoia would make it seem. Researchers created honeypots to bait attackers into infecting them so that they could watch and track the bug's development, and they finally did get hit with Bluekeep. But instead of being used to spread a worm, it has been used to install cryptocurrency miners. So experts don't necessarily believe that this will be used to spread to other infected machines. The attacker seems to have just scanned the internet for already vulnerable machines. Now, the spread of Bluekeep attacks for crypto mining was first spotted by Kevin Beaumont, who noticed the RDP honeypot simultaneously crashing, dating back to October 23rd. The crashes happened on several different honeypots, which led Beaumont to believe that the exploit is not working as intended. This isn't necessarily surprising, since Bluekeep can oftentimes lead to a blue screen of death. He alerted security researcher Marcus Hutchins, who analyzed the crash dump for more information. Hutchins found code for Bluekeep as well as the Monero miner. Now, according to Marcus Hutchins at Kryptos Logic, the attacker is spraying exploits at vulnerable machines. In this case, the author is using a version of Bluekeep that was included in Metasploit, which is a penetration testing framework that was made public in September. Vulnerable machines are then infected with the crypto miner. Now, since this is the version included in Metasploit, researchers also think the attacker does not understand how to modify the original code. Experts now believe that we have not seen an epidemic thanks to Windows releasing patches to remedy the situation, and attackers likely do not see a monetary gain that would make the time dedicated to an attack worth it. Now, at this time, 735,000 Windows machines are still vulnerable, so the threat of another Bluekeep attack is completely possible, and users are still advised to patch. Check out patreon.com/threatwire for all of my exclusive extras, including a security headlines bulletin straight from Daily Tech News Show. I'll see you next time.